I think the banks didn't quite know how to play it, really. We would go into the branches and explain to the staff we were not against them, or we asked our activists to do this, not against them individually, but it was against the bank's policy, and we felt we had to do this. So that created some interesting dialogues. There were some cashiers who, managers, local managers, who would say, yes, well, we understand what you're doing, and there were others who would take a much more negative reaction. I mean, in Harlesden, where I was the minister, the Barclays Bank was across the road from our church. So when our church did some action, largely middle-aged black ladies, not the sort of normal student activist kind of people, when they went into the bank, they sometimes knew the cashiers, who were also from the black community in that particular area, and so there was at least an understanding of what was going on, rather than any immediate antipathy. So that was quite helpful. I remember on one occasion, this was actually not Barclays, it was Shell, when we were getting going on the Boycott Shell campaign, which again was a joint one with the anti-apartheid movement. One of our ladies, who must have been in her 50s or whatever, we did a Shell branch near Battersea, a Shell petrol station, and we actually closed it down for a couple of hours in the morning because we just had people lined up across the entrance to the petrol station. And when this lady got home that evening, she got a phone call from her sister in New York saying, "I just seen you demonstrating outside Shell in England, in London. What are you doing? What are you getting yourself mixed up with that kind of stuff for?"
That's lovely.
So Eunice, who it was, had to explain to her sister what it was all about. So that was a bit of education at extension, as you might say.
Can we go back to the banks